Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the poor complain about the money they can't get, and the rich complain about the money they can't keep. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study. We're glad that you're listening today. We always invite you to be a part of our program and to listen and to study concerning those things that are taught in the Word of God. We return now to a discussion of some things that those who are part of the Church of Christ believe in. You know, there are a lot of people who represent the church in an unfair way. They have heard certain things. They've never taken the time to investigate, but they've heard about them, and therefore they take those things for granted. They have made charges at times because the enemies of the Church of Christ have done all they can to pervert and to change what is taught. And so they have gone with those charges, and they have a wrong conception as to what the Church of Christ really is. In regard to that, we believe it's important that we set forth plainly before you what we believe in religious matters, and you can make up your mind in regard to what you believe along these particular lines. Don't go upon charges that are made sometimes without any basis, but rather listen and compare what we're saying with the teaching of the Word of God. We pointed out to you yesterday that those who are part of the Church of Christ believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. That simply means that when you read the Bible, you're not just reading the words of men, you're reading what God has said. And so the Bible must be treated with the greatest of reverence and respect. It came from God. And when someone makes the charges, the Bible is full of contradictions. The infidel has been doing that for a long, long time. He has not one time proven his proposition. The Bible is not full of contradictions. A contradiction only exists when two positions are taken that cannot be reconciled. Well, of course, the differences that they come up with sometimes are rather foolish differences, and if you'll just take the time to think about them, it isn't hard to see there's no contradiction there. It's just how we're using those particular passages. I had a gentleman one time argue with me, the Bible says if you believe in me, you'll never die. And the Bible also says that all will die and fall short of the glory of God. Now, it wouldn't take a brilliant man to be able to come up with the idea that one is talking about physical death, we all die physically. The other is talking about spiritual death. And that's a different situation. But that's not a contradiction. Just because a person has not understood those statements doesn't mean that God has contradicted himself. The Bible is inspired. And so when we go to the Bible, we consider the things that we're reading there as having come from God. God's told us this is the way that it's going to be. And so we accept what God has said along these lines. When John wrote or when Paul wrote, they didn't write just what they thought. They didn't give their opinions or their biases. Recently, I've been hearing people make the comment, well, Paul didn't like women, and so that's why Paul said that women ought not to be preachers. Well, that's just not true. Paul wrote by inspiration. And what he said about women learning in subjection to men is just as true today as it ever was. That's what God said about it. Now, all of the politically correct people in our world today who are taking the position that that is a cultural thing and only depends on the culture, and so if we're living in a different culture, then it's perfectly all right for women to take the pulpit and to speak in the public way. Friends, this just is not the situation. From the beginning, Paul argues, this is the way God created it, right from the very beginning. And so there is no proof, no evidence, there is no backing whatever that God wants women preaching. God gave that job to men, and women were told their role is that which is in submission. Does that mean that women are inferior? Of course not. We know the difference in different roles that people play during life, and because my role is different from yours, that doesn't mean mine's inferior to yours, or yours is inferior to mine. We just have different roles. Well, that's true in regard to women and men in the public work of the church. The roles are different, and God has made that very plain. But that's not just Paul's prejudice against women. That certainly is a biased statement, and there's no backing whatever for it. Do we believe the Bible is inspired? Yes, indeed. Do we believe that what Paul wrote is inspired of God? Absolutely so. Can we go through the Bible and just simply neglect or throw aside any part of it that we don't like? Well, once again, this is a treatment of God's Word that we believe is objectionable, and we want you to know that we don't have a desire to do that in regard to our study of the Bible. Let me also make clear to you that when we believe the Bible is inspired of God, that means that there are things stated in the Bible that don't refer to me. That is, when God said, "Abraham, offer your son in sacrifice," he wasn't talking to me. It's also true that when he said, "Noah, build an ark to the saving of your house," he wasn't talking to me. The Bible must be rightly divided. I've been hearing someone recently talk about rightly dividing the Bible, and what they're really doing is making a division God didn't make. They're saying you must rightly divide the Bible, and therefore Jews and Gentiles are under different systems of redemption, and that the system that the Apostle Peter brought into existence is one system, while the system brought by Paul is another system. That's a division God did not make. God didn't make a distinction. Both Jew and Gentile are subject to the Great Commission. Why do we call it great? Because it includes both Jew and Gentile. It certainly is one that was designed by God for all time. You remember Jesus said, "You go preach the gospel, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." In other words, the gospel, God's will in regard to human redemption, is in force for both Jew and Gentile, and to make a division between the Jew and the Gentile and the system of grace and the system that was taught by the Apostle Peter is a distinction not made in the Bible. There must be a proper division of it, and that division would involve the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so we look in the Bible with a mind to finding what God wants us to know and doing those things that God has instructed for us as children of God today. Do we believe in the inspiration of the Bible? Yes, indeed we do. Do we believe that when God says something in the Bible, that is His will and I must submit to it? Once again, churches of Christ believe this. Be with us again tomorrow. We appreciate your listening and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.